Of course. Let's please start the recording. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everyone. Welcome to the ALAC Subcommittee on Finance and Budget call taking place on Thursday, 9th of February 2017 at 1700 UTC. On the call today, we have Ellen Greenberg, Cheryl Langdonor, Maureen Hilliard, Tijani Benjema, Olivier Crepin-Leblanc, Daniel Nangarka, Javier Rojove, Ali El Meshal, Dev Aaron Tilak-Singh, Eric Schweighofer, Alfredo Calderon, and Glenn McKnight. From staff, we have Heidi Ulrich and myself, Yeshim Nazar. Excuse me, Sylvia Vivanco has just joined us as well. We have received apologies from Alberto Soto and Kaidi Kent. Our Spanish interpreters today are Veronica and David. Finally, if I could please remind everyone to state their names before speaking, not only for the transcription purposes, but also for the interpretation purposes as well. Thank you very much, and over to you, Ellen.
Thank you very much. I note we still... Excuse me. For the record, we still do not have anyone from LACRELO on the call. The two formal members are Humberto and Harold, and I hope we are trying to reach both of them. There are some issues with the LACRELO proposals, and it would be unfortunate if we made decisions without anyone from LACRELO on the call. We have, as you can see in the summary, it's also attached to the agenda, we have 24 proposals. In total, there is a 25th, which could be added at the last moment. You'll recall that last year we put a request in to use liaison travel funding for any other use if it is not needed for the designated liaison. The answer we got was, sure, go ahead, but the wording in the formal answer was, no, you can't. We're looking for clarity on that. If we cannot get it by today or tomorrow, we will resubmit the request. And that will be essentially verbatim from last year's. There have been substantive, but often not very major, changes to a number of the requests. Those are the only ones we'll be looking at today. And forgive me, my voice is not very stable right now. I have a call with the CEO immediately after this, at the end of the hour, and Heidi has to leave early to brief the CEO on my call. So we have a very strict time constraint, and we're going to try to make it. If we could go to the ALAC document, please. The first three have not been changed. That is the ALAC leadership team, real-time captioning, and the GSO funding of RALO activities. The first one with a change in it is the IGF funding, which starts at page 14. If we could scroll to 14, please. We've gone past 14. Not looking at the page numbers, we're looking at the page, that is it, the page within the document. Essentially, the chain, if we scroll down a bit, please. Okay, the changes in this one are to try to coordinate the request for the global IGF one, which is this one. Hold on, let me get to the right place in my own document so I can see what we're talking about. Is to try to coordinate this the request. And as you'll see, I've added a note saying this one is being submitted in parallel with the three RALO requests for IGF support for workshops. At this point, we have no knowledge of whether this request will be accepted. And for the individual ones, even if they are accepted, they're still contingent on IGF acceptance of the workshop. So we're in a rather nebulous state in terms of not knowing how these fit together. If all three of the work, or even a subset of the RALO requests are approved and go through, then they clearly overlap with this. The RALO requests ask for a total of about 11 people, or something like that, or maybe 9. This one asks for another 5. There's no way we're going to get 15 or 16 people. So they overlap, and this is simply a disclaimer saying we understand they overlap, and we really have no other tools under which to do this other than to submit them like this. It also says that the intent is to make sure that there is a presence of at-large at IGF, regardless of whether we fund a particular workshop or not. We know we have a lot of people attending, and we need to treat it seriously as an ICANN activity, not just funded through other sources, even if the individuals may be funded through other sources. And what we're trying to do essentially is get our foot in the door and make sure that it's accepted that there should be an at-large presence at IGF, and this may well be a multi-year effort to ramp it up. So that's the substance of what the changes are, and if there's anyone has any concern, then let me know, or speak up right now, I guess is the answer. The only other minor change is there. Hold on. No, that's it. I took off Adobe Connect for preparation purposes. That's the standard at-large function. We don't need to specify that. Any comments on this before we go ahead? Hearing none, seeing none. The next one that we need to look at is the next one, and that's the policy document, the effective policy development and tracking system. And that starts on page 20. Now, unfortunately, we only had a PDF for that. I don't know if Dave is on. Dave is on the call. We really need the Word document. But the substance of my comment on that, of the comment on that one, is that this paper makes reference to policy advice. That's based on the title of a web page we have, which is called Policy Advice. This is something which came up in the at-large review. That page is misnamed. We changed the title on the at-large homepage to point out that we have not submitted 200 or 300 policy advices in the last several years. We submitted 300 statements, of which a few of them are formal policy advice. The use of the incorrect title has gotten us into big trouble in terms of the at-large review, and we have to fix that now. There is still an error on the website, which will be fixed within, hopefully, a few days. But this document needs to be adjusted so we're not calling the 300 items policy advice. There is text that is on the home page, which says, the at-large advisory committee has developed over 300 documents, including statements, comments, correspondence, proposals, briefings, and advice, or declarations and formal advice. And this paper needs to be very quickly adjusted to align with that wording. I don't think it's problematic, but without having the Word document, I couldn't tentatively make the changes, and we need to get that done very quickly. Any questions or comments on that? Yes, go ahead, Dave.
Thanks, Alan. This is Dave. I did send the Word document this morning when I saw the message from Heidi. So it is available now to you both. And I understand what you were saying. I guess it is a little bit confusing. with the different non-climature being used. So by all means, let's align it to how we want to align it in terms of, but I think the policy itself is sound.
Yeah, I wasn't questioning that. If you could make the changes as a first cut with track changes, I would appreciate it. I've been on calls for the last several hours already, and my day is pretty well filled with calls. So if you could do the changes with track changes and send it to Heidi and me, and we'll get it on. I really would appreciate that.
Okay, this is Dave. I'll give it a shot.
If you look on the home page, there's a paragraph that I just read out that talks about all of the different kinds of things. I'm not quite sure what the policy advice page will be renamed to, but it will be renamed so it's not just called policy advice.
Great.
Okay, thank you very much. That's the last of the at-large ones. The only other change is we moved the public media initiative out of Naralo and put it into ALAC, as we decided last time. Everything else is essentially unchanged. There are some formatting changes and things in some of the other documents, and they're online right now, but there are no other substantive changes. If we can go to AFRALO, please. There's only one change here. This is the AFRALO request for support for an IGF workshop. The change is the sentence, which you can see on the screen right now, and it essentially is the complement to the change in the at-large IGF funding one, simply noting that this is being submitted in parallel, and if both are funded, there will have to be some coordination to make sure that they fit together. Any comments, questions on that? That same statement has been added to the other IGF requests, and we'll note them, but I will not put them on display unless someone finds a reason why they need to. Yes, Cheryl, go ahead.
Just wondering if the typo is promulgated through all of them, but I'm
probably
assuming that it shouldn't say if both be funded. It should say both be funded as opposed to bother be funded.
I love autocorrect. Noted. Will staff please note that all three IGF requests have been changed to fix that?
Alan, Glenn
yes.
has, who's Heidi? Glenn has a question or a comment in the
yes.
chat. He says, I assume these proposals are moving forward.
At this point, there is nothing that we are not moving forward on. That nothing we've already talked about that are not moving forward. So at this point, we have 8 ALAC, 2 AFRALO, and we're about to go into APRALO. Any comments, questions? Then let's go on to APRALO, please. And the first one to display is the third one for the India School of Internet Governance on page 8. And there are no substantive changes that we made. There have been some changes that were made by the RALO. I still have some concerns about asking for funding for an Indian School of Governance adjacent to a meeting that's not being held in India. But I'm willing to bow to the wisdom of the RALO and submit it as is, although I'm a little bit dubious it's going to get funded, other than perhaps from a nominal sum from GSE, because they do tend to put small amounts into schools of governance on a regular basis. And the only other change in the APRALO one is the same comment in their IGF support, and I don't think there's any reason to display it, and we will change bother to both. Any other comments on from AP Railo. I'll note that there's a lot of travel there, almost all of which is aimed at the leadership. I don't know how that's going to be perceived. I do understand the rationale, but I have a little bit of concern that because it's all focused on the same people, it may not get as well funded as it might otherwise be. But that's just a personal opinion of mine, and I have no say in the matter. Any further questions on AP Railo?
Alan, this is Heidi.
Yes, go ahead, Heidi.
I just said really briefly on the other ones, there were two for some outreach and leadership travel to events in the region. They were revised nicely by Marine. And then there was also one for the Armenian Internet School, and that has been detailed to a considerable degree, and as well as they're going to be requesting funds as well from ISOC.
Yeah.
So I think that will increase its chances of getting approved.
Yeah, thank you very much. All of those changes were ones that, to a large extent, we requested as a result of the last meeting, noting that things needed to be fleshed out or clarified. And I'm not going over the text of them. They were all done as requested, and Heidi and I have looked at them. And anyone else could have looked at them should they have chosen to go to the page. So I don't think there's any need to focus on the wording changes here. But yes, those all were there. There have been changes that were done as the result of the last discussion, and those have all been done, unless I'm noting them here, in a way that I don't think will cause any problems and has addressed the concerns that we expressed the first go-around. All right, Uralo, the only minor thing is, again, the IGF request has the same proviso to be corrected. I don't think we need to post it. And we are now at LACRALO. How are we on attendance? Do we have anyone from LACRALO on the call yet?
Hi, Alan. Yes, Umberto has joined.
All right. Very good.
He's on the Palm Bridge on Spanish channel. Yep.
Thank you very much. In that case, we will go ahead with LACRALO. And these are the only ones where, from my perspective anyway, we still do have some concerns. If we could put the document up and let me get my copy. And the first one, and I have a comment that notes, the proposal is quite nice. I'm not quite sure what they're asking for, though. So either from Heidi, who's been talking to people, or Umberto, everything that it looks like here are things that I would have thought we have within our disposal, unless there's really additional staff or some other aspect that's beyond our current availability. That's on page one of the document.
Humberto, would you like to speak to this, or I'm happy to as well? Okay. Alan, Humberto has his hand raised.
Yes, go ahead, Humberto.
This is Humberto Carrasco for the record. Well, the origin of this project was, in fact, this was presented by Alberto. And the idea is to have a training course for the leadership. I participated in a course, Leon Sanchez as well. So we, all of us, participated in this training course. But what we really want is to have training for new people, for new people to become new leaders. So we are talking about communication in general. I see Alan is not clear, is not clearly understanding this, but would you like to add something else to make the proposal more clearer, if you will?
No, let me ask the question a different way. It looks like all of the training that is being talked about here is not face-to-face, such as the leadership training program that you and Leon participated in, but is all electronic based on iCanLearn or webinars or other resources that we already have access to. So the question is, what exactly are you asking that I can provide in this funding request, or is it one that Heidi can say she accepts it and there's no further work to be done? Heidi, go ahead.
I think this is a good proposal. I do understand that it looks like a lot of it could be done by staff. However, it might be useful to still submit this, and so we can add a little bit, for example, from an external trainer if we needed to have someone. For example, there's Insight Learning that we use for the leadership program to develop some documents that we could then translate into Spanish and French for use by Lacrallo. Or we could have him on a webinar about facilitation skills, et cetera. So that might be another reason to add this request. Thank you.
Thank you, Heidi. Then may I suggest that there be a sentence added somewhere to it that says that? Because it's not clear that the people reviewing this are going to understand that kind of thing any more than I will. So if we can add it under the resources needed or being asked for, then as I said, I think it's a great request. I just think we need clarity to make sure that people understand what we're asking for. Otherwise, the answer is going to come back, yes, sure, but not provide any resources. All right, I think that's done. So we need changes today from either Heidi's side or from Lacrallo that flesh that out. I don't think we need much more than a sentence or two and perhaps filling in something toward the end when we're specifying what resources. Thank you. The next one is the challenges for an at-large community, a face-to-face meeting, and that starts at page 4. Two issues here. First of all, in the introduction it says that it's to address post-IANA issues that Lacrallo members need to be aware of to engage productively in policy development. Perhaps I am blindsided. I'm not sure what post-IANA issues we're talking about here. There are certainly issues with regard to getting Lacrallo people involved actively, but I'm not sure what the post-IANA issues are. So that's question number one. Question number two is on the last page, and the proposal seems to be talking about two meetings, one adjacent to adding a day to some meeting already going to be held in Lacrallo, and the second, a face-to-face meeting for 15 people. Under travel support, they only seem to be talking about one of those. So it seems that something is missing. If, again, either Heidi, if she knows, or Umberto can address that. Umberto, go ahead.
This is Umberto speaking. It seems there are two different things and two different meetings. When we talk about the post-IANA transition problems or issues, we refer to those issues that have already been mentioned as jurisdiction, issues related to human rights, and our idea is to be able to encourage more policy discussion within Lacrallo, because this is one of the issues that we have always claimed, and it is necessary that the members in the region start addressing that. And secondly, these are two different meetings precisely. There is one meeting that was targeted to be, for example, in the LAC IGF, which could be held in Chile or somewhere else in Latin America, and it would be attended by five members who it would be members from the region who would discuss all these issues, and maybe they could create some kind of paper, and this could be published, and it could be material to be distributed among the Lacroix Law members and probably within the rest of the community, with the aim of increasing our knowledge. Now, at the same time, there is another meeting that is related to those members who attended the Los Angeles meeting, and the aim is to finish all the pending issues that we conducted very recently in January. And the idea here is to create the Lacroix Law roadmaps. This is what we are asking for. That's why we want these issues to be discussed. Maybe Heidi would like to add something else?
Yes, thank you, Humberto. The second meeting is more of a follow-up from the recent Lacroix Law Assembly, which went very well. And I think that there's still a little bit more to be done, and this was seen as a way, as a means for that to happen, for them to get together and address some issues that they're working on. Thank you.
Thank you. I see Cheryl's hand up, but if I may intercede first. On the first question of the post-IANA issues, if you could just, someone again, Heidi or Humberto, can just add a parenthetical after that so other people understand that we're talking about issues such as privacy and human rights or whatever the items are, just so there's clarity, because otherwise it's not going to be clear what it is we're asking for. In terms of the second of the two meetings, I understood that there are two meetings. My concern is that under travel support, the wording is travel support for between 5 and 15 Lacroix Law members. A meeting will be identified for which many requested participants are already supported to minimize ICANN travel support. That seems to be talking about the first meeting adjacent to another event already to be scheduled. It does not talking about the follow-on to the Los Angeles meeting that both Humberto and Heidi referred to. And my only concern is that under travel support, if we are asking for travel and support to this second meeting, it should be specified there because the travel support only refers to the first one. Cheryl, do you still want to speak?
If I can, Alan, just very briefly. I'm assuming you can hear me, Cheryl, for the record. Just specifically, the term post-IANA issues I balk at. I think that what it is you're trying to do is, in fact, look at work stream two topics, because that's what you've outlined, you know, in the explanation, human rights and all of those sorts of things. I would just not use post-IANA, but switch out the terminology there for something in the line of, which goes with your parenthetical, Alan. I don't know what alarm is going off in someone's background, but it's extremely loud in my ear set. Something along the line of ongoing matters of discussion, such as going in the work stream too for accountability and other matters. Just to make sure, because it sounds, reading that to me sounds like there is some problems regarding post-IANA transit. Well, like just post-IANA, not even transition. And in fact, any of those topics have very little to do with PTI being in play. It has a lot to do with our ongoing and continuing work in policy and accountability there.
Thank you, Cheryl. I note we're 10 minutes away from Heidi having to leave. The reason I suggested a parenthetical, even though I share your concern with the expression, is the expression is peppered throughout the document, and we have very limited time, so I was happy to define it essentially in the first parenthetical so it then has context for the rest of them. But I don't really care how it's changed. We just need a bit of clarity because otherwise I don't think it will be understood. And in terms of the travel support, Heidi, can I leave it with you? If Lacarella wants to submit it without asking for the travel support for the second meeting, I'm happy, but it's not going to help that meeting happen.
Okay, I'll follow up with Humberto. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next one, again, we're still in Lac Rallo, is the third proposal starting at page 7, Empowerment of Capacity Building. And if we can go to the next page of the document, please. We basically said that we did not see how we could put a proposal like this through without some changes. I understand changes were made to it, but not in the budget section. It is still asking for a total of about $250,000. That's about half of the overall SOAC proposal. It includes $100,000 for 54 units, and it's not clear what they are units of. The description is digital library support material. They seem to have as an $81,000 charge, which seems to be PCs for all of the attendees at the meeting and all of the ALSs, and that's about almost $2,000 a piece, which these days buys a pretty good tablet or PC. I just don't see how we can put a request like this through with any credibility and no further description of what these items are. It will virtually certainly be rejected, and I think our credibility will be hurt by putting it forward. I see Tijani has his hand up. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much, Alan. Tijani speaking. It's an advice or perhaps an information that I give to my colleagues in Lac Rallo. This request with this amount will not be accepted. I know very well how the finance department works because I am on the finance community. I don't know what is the name of this group. And we work together since several years. And I know that we have an envelope for the whole community, as Alan said, and you are asking for half of it. So it will not be accepted as it is. I advise you to change, to modify, and to make it something which is acceptable. Acceptable. Don't forget that you are an element of the whole at large, and at large is an element of the whole community. So you have to have this in your mind when you decide on the cost you want to put in your request. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Tijani. Tijani and others have said the Finance and Budget Subcommittee should not act as a gatekeeper. But we are here to make decisions on behalf of ALAC, and these requests are due tomorrow. We have very little time and no time for this committee to meet again. So unless there can be some radical changes which that the committee delegates to me or me and one other person to pass judgment on, I don't see how we can submit this request as it is, and I question whether it can be modified sufficiently to do that. But Tijani. Jenny, if you have a very short meet, and I point out Heidi does have to leave in 5 minutes, and we still have several requests to look at. Go ahead.
I think that since Humberto is with us now, they can decide quickly. Otherwise, the request will not be accepted. This is the problem. We don't want to prevent them from sending it. But we want them to be aware that it will not be accepted as it is. Thank you.
Well, I think it hurts the credibility of at large and ALAC if we submit a request like this. Cheryl, go ahead, please.
Thank you, Alan. I'm coming in exactly what your last words were. I do disagree with Tijani's aspect of us not being a gatekeeper in this. I think there are times when and particularly at the current timing of other things happening with the reputation of ALAC and at large, when indeed we need to watch the reputation on behalf of everybody. this is guaranteed to fail as is. All of these things get published, and I think this group should seriously consider not putting it forward.
Umberto, do you have any quick statements to make? Otherwise, we will, at this point, not forward it and go on to the next one. No comments. Thank you. The decision has been made. Heidi, please note. Next item is the Internet and Social Development workshop in Venezuela. That is starting on page 10. And just a brief comment. It says translation services. This is under services requested. Are you asking for translation services or interpretation services? They are quite different in terms of price and likelihood of being provided, and I think we need clarity. So in other words, are you asking for a simultaneous interpretation during meetings, or are you asking for translation of documents? If we can get an answer, I know this came from Harold and he's not on the meeting, at the meeting, if we could get an answer of that and correct it if necessary, or clarify that it's translation of documents or simultaneous interpretation. I know we tend to use the word translation generally, but we have to be specific here because the costs are very, very different. Humberto says he believes it's simultaneous interpretation, in which case can I ask Heidi to change the words. I think, unfortunately, that makes it less likely to be funded, but that's not our call. All right. Seeing no other comments. And the last one is on page 13. This is a new one that this group has not seen before. Essentially, it is an offer from a university in Colombia that if we provide the ALS, one ALS member and one university member, a trip to an ICANN meeting, in exchange, the university will issue what I believe is a certificate to LACRALO members who complete a certain number of online webinars or other courses. It is not clear to me, and I would maybe Humberto can fill this in, that they're asking for a single trip for two people. It's not clear, that's at one ICANN meeting, presumably in the next year or so. It's not clear how long they are committing to do this, provide this service of providing certificates. You know, is it only over that same year? Is it a longer-term commitment or what? So if Humberto can speak to that, I would appreciate it. Humberto, go ahead. No, Dave, this is a new proposal. It was just submitted. It did not meet the cutoff, and Humberto asked, and I said we would allow it to be distributed and shown to this group, but yes, it did come in very, very late. Humberto, go ahead.
This is Humberto speaking. First of all, this was a proposal that we received, if I'm not mistaken, I think it was the 28th or 29th of January, and I discussed this personally with Alan and also with Rodrigo de la Parra. In sum, the idea was that this proposal is in agreement with what we want in LACRALO, which is we want people to get more involved in the webinars, in the training webinars. So what they offer is, this is an ALS called Enredo, and they also are related to the Autonomous University of Colombia. And what they say is that if the members of LACRALO, and they refer to all the members in Latin America and the Caribbean, if they attend to 80% of the webinars organized by LACRALO and LACRALO staff, then the university will be able to issue a certificate proving that participation, because many of the LACRALO members may consider this certificate as an increment in their resume, in their curriculum vitae. So they say that they can certificate or issue a certificate for this, whether on a semestral basis or annually, depending on what we agree with them. And the only thing they require in exchange for this certificate is funding for 2 trips to an ICANN meeting. This is something we would need to agree with them, but it would be only 1 meeting where they would have no hotels, but they would only get funds for the air tickets. This is what it is in general terms. Thank you.
Thank you, Umberto. And we are getting very close to the point where I have to leave and Heidi will have to leave. There are 2 decisions we need to make on this one. The first decision is, is this group willing to submit this request given the late timing of it? That's number one. And number two, I am asking Umberto for clarity on how long is the university committee to do this if the if ICANN agrees to provide this travel funding. So, Umberto, is that a new hand?
This is Umberto speaking. It's not a new hand, but I can still answer your question. Right now, Alfredo Lopez, he's the one who is submitting the project. He's chatting with me right now, and he's participating also in this meeting. And he says this is valid for the time that is required. Alfredo is the one who submitted the proposal. So it is my understanding that if this is more permanent, then we can discuss it with him. Alfredo is present at this meeting, and he is saying that the university is willing to have an agreement. So
I
think perhaps Alfredo is the right person to answer right now in this meeting. Maybe, Alan, you would like to give him the floor?
I would, but let me make very clear what I'm asking. All I want is a statement in this proposal for... If ICANN provides them with these 2 trips, that's a one-time only 2 trips, how long is the university willing to commit to carry out this certificate program? I don't care what the answer is, but I think we need it in writing in the document. If Alfredo has a quick answer, then I'm willing to have him speak up. The other question is a show of hands from members of the Finance and Budget Subcommittee. Are we willing, not a show of hands, sorry, a show of green tick marks or X's, are we willing to submit this despite the lack, the late timing, given that Umberto has indicated that this could be a useful tool for getting involvement from LACRALO? I see 1 X and I see 1 tick mark at this point. That is not definitive.
It's Judith Ellison. I'm against it because of the timing. They should have gotten this in time before the deadline.
Thank you. I see many tick marks. I'm not sure all of these are from members of the committee, but at least several of them are. I see 2 tick marks and 4 X's. Would anyone else like to weigh in on this?
It's Cheryl Allen.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
If the committee prevails on their hard and fast deadline rules, so be it. But if we do that, I would like to make sure that this committee makes very clear to the applicants on this that they should reapply either through this same process in the next financial year, or that we find a opportunity, certainly I'd be happy to help them find an opportunity to explore other options for support for this sort of thing to occur via other types of ICANN support, perhaps through one of the other funded departments. I know very well from other experience in other volunteer realms that third-party certification and accreditation can be a valuable asset to use as encouragement for participation. So that's why it's getting my support now. I'm not going to have enough people on the green pile to do that, however, so I wouldn't want to see this baby go out with the bathwater. I think we should do our best to support the initiative.
Thank you very much. I notice a few members have not voted, and clearly I think Harold, if he had been on the call, would. We have Ali, who's a member, who has not spoken up.
Alan, this is Judith Ellison. Did you get my vote?
I did get your vote.
Okay, thanks. Sorry, I'm on in a busy conference, so that's why.
All right. We have not been particularly rigid in other cases, and we have allowed things to come in. This admittedly is late. I'm willing to let it go through at this point. We have slightly more no's than yes's. I did not vote, and we've had some strong requests that it go ahead. So I am willing to let it go ahead at this point. But we do need the correction. If we cannot get this statement, the clear statement of how long the program will be good for, then I will not recommend that it go forward. So if we can get clarity on that, I would appreciate it. That being said, we're now complete. There are two Naralo recommendations. There have been no substantive changes to requests. There have been no substantive changes to them from the last time. One is for a North American School of Internet Governance. The other is the Global Indigenous Persons Mentorship Program. I think we've done our business at this point. I thank everyone for our participation. Are there any further final comments before we adjourn?
Alan, Cheryl again. If you don't mind, I was about to type, but you won't leave me enough time to type before we close the call. In response to Maureen's point in chat that other applications have had as little in their support material as this one does and have been told they're a little bit thin, if this one, as it is now going to go through, have a little bit more depth and colour put in it in the next 24 hours, that would be good. But what I was going to say is the depth and colour part is part of what should be happening when it goes through the regional review. Depth and colour shouldn't be something we should be continually asking for. So the RALOs need to up their game, in my view, in the future, and be a little bit more supportive and nurturing before we get to it. Thanks.
Yeah, I think, number one, the timing was bad this year with the holiday season coming in the middle, but I think we need to be a bit more proactive telling RALOs what we expect of them. So, but I agree completely. So, yes, I support what Cheryl said. If we can flesh this one out a little bit, fine. Otherwise, it lives or dies on what is there. I thank you all very much. I appreciate your participation, and I think we will make the albeit extended deadline at this point. Thank you all.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you all. This meeting is now adjourned. Have a lovely rest of the day. Bye-bye.